We're studying Parashat Ekev. So in the Parasha, in the middle of the Parasha, in Perek Tet, Pasuk Tet, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the story how he went up to the Shamayim in order to receive the Luchot, the Torah. בעלותי ההרה לקחת לוחות האבנים, לוחות הברית, אשר קראת אדוני עמכם, ואשב בהר. He said, I sat. The first 40 days he was sitting. ואשב בהר, 40 יום ו-40 לילה. לחם לא אכלתי, ומים לא שתיתי. מי יודע, משה רבנו, he didn't eat, he didn't drink. Not only didn't he eat and drink in the 40 days, but it says he went up on an empty stomach. You know, it's not like he ate before and said, let me eat, you know, like Seudat HaMafsek before Kippur, where the guy eats like a buffalo and then he goes into Kippur and he has all the storage in there. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that. Adrabah, to go up to the Shamayim, you have to purify yourself from Achila. The Gemara says, "Ad she'adam yitpalel she'yikanes Torah le'toch me'av, yitpalel she'yitzei ochel me'toch me'av." Before a person prays that Torah should enter his stomach, he should pray that first food should be removed from his stomach. So the Midrash writes that, "Lechem lo achalti umayim lo shatiti," even before I came there. So he was fasting from before. "Vayiten Hashem elai et shenei luchot abanim ketuvim be'etzpa edrim." So God gave him the Luchot, ועליהם ככל דברים אשר דיבר השם אליכם בהם בתוך אש ביום הקהל. After the 40 days, ויאמר השם אלי, קום רד מהר מזה. Go down, כי שיחת עמך אשר הוצאת ממצרים. God gave Moshe Rabbeinu the bad news that the nation has unraveled. שיחת עמך, the nation has become destructive. They veered very, very quickly from the road. Asu lahem masecha. They made for themselves a metal structure. Vayomer Hashem Elai, as a stubborn nation. Hedef mimeni, leave me alone. Veshmidim. Vemche et shemam, I'll destroy them, I'll erase them. Metat shamayim. So you have a problem here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to destroy the nation. But there's a problem because he promised Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov that from them is going to come a great nation. So we have a dilemma over here. How could you destroy the nation and keep the nation at the same time? So the solution to that is you destroy the nation, you start a new nation from Moshe. And since Moshe Rabbeinu is a direct descendant, obviously, of the Avot, so everything works. You can start again and not be in contempt of that promise that you made to David. That was the plan. So the pasuk says, "Va'efen va'ered min ahar." Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. So Moshe Rabbeinu knows already in Shamayim that there's trouble. God told him in the Shamayim. So when he came down already, he just wanted to see what's happening. But he heard it, or he saw it in the Shamayim, he heard it. So it says, "Ushnei luchot abanim al shtei yadai, as the luchot, va'eren, I saw it my own eyes, v'hinei atatem la'ashem elokhem, ekel masecha." So he takes the luchot and he breaks them. Now look at the next pasuk. So he breaks the luchot. Why does he break the luchot? That's a great question in itself. Why does he break the luchot? So I was Moshe Rabbeinu, which I'm not, obviously. I want to point that out to our members. I would have left the luchot in the Shamayim. And then you come down and you scream and yell at the people and all that and say, what are you doing? What's that? I mean, he knew already from the Shamayim. So leave the luchot in the Shamayim. What do you got to bring the luchot down for? Especially if you're bringing them not to break them. So don't break them. Don't mitzvah to break the luchot. I mean, especially the Gemara says in Shabbat, "Hashover kli b'chamato yihye be'enad ki'ilu obed avodah zara." The The Gemara says, if you take a vessel and you break it in anger, domel avodah zarah. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu getting involved in throwing kelim and breaking kelim, shivirat kelim, leave him upstairs, and shalom Yisrael. And if God decides to give them again, fine. If He doesn't decide, fine. But what's the idea of bringing them down bechavana? So this is a premeditated act of Moshe Rabbeinu. It became when it's like in anger to throw the luchot.
Well, he knew as he was coming down, he was going to
throw it. Well, what did he bring them down for? He knew they were doing something bad. God already told them in Shammai, I'm destroying the whole nation. So he knew it was bad.
Right.
So you know it's bad, so leave the luchot up. Anyway, that's what he did. So it says in the pasuk over here that if you go to pasuk chafeh, now he's got to go and renegotiate the deal. So the pasuk says, "Vet napal lifnei Adonai et arba'im ayom vet arba'im alayla asher et napalti." So now this is a little strange now, because now the next pasuk says, the pasuk says over here that he threw the luchot. And he says, "Va'et napal lefnei Hashem." I guess "va'et napal" means "va'et napal." I fell in front of Hashem. How does he say that in English? Very good. I threw myself down. Very good. "Et arba'im ayom v'toyim alayla asher et napalti."
It's not a new prayer.
What does that mean? Gabe, just give me the English. I don't know. "V'et napal lefnei Hashem." That's repeating. I said I threw myself down.
Yeah,
I threw myself down for the 40 days and the 40 nights that I threw myself down.
One is prayer, one is pull.
What are you saying, Mr. Shweki?
No, one is prayer, one is pull.
I threw myself down.
Abotai, these are rhetorical questions. I'm not asking for answers. I know the answers. I came to ask questions. If I need answers, I'll go to my rabbi and get the answers. I'm not going to come to you and get the answers from.
Exactly. That's right.
I'm coming here to get answers. Anyway, "Va'et napal lefnei Hashem." Then the pasuk says, "Va'et palel el Hashem va'omar," and he makes a big prayer. It makes a big tefillah. So that's, and if you look at the second time, when he goes up, the pasuk says, also in Yudchet, "Ve'et napal lefnei Hashem karishona." Says it again over there. So the explanation they say is as follows: that Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom,
beginning with "why," the Nafal says twice.
They want to say it twice. First time it says he's sitting on, and the second time it doesn't say he was sitting. Actually, there's another pasuk that says, "Vanuchi amadati b'har." If you look at the pasuk we have in the parasha, "Vanuchi amadati b'har." Second time he was standing. Why did he throw the luchot? So there's a ma'alach that's a very important ma'alach. Borei Olam, when he chooses a leader, the purpose of the leader is in order to defend the people. Borei Olam doesn't need leaders that are going to come along and prosecute the people. There's enough prosecutors in heaven, namely the angels, that do that quite well. The angels are always, there's always a struggle between Am Yisrael and the angels. The angels always have claims against us because they, we got the Torah, they didn't get the Torah, so they're always trying to get us, see, we told you, you gave them the Torah, look what they're doing. That's what's called the Meketregim. The job of the Jewish leader is to fend off those mekateregim, because God knows already the bad. He's hearing the bad all day long in Shamayim, they're telling him the bad stuff. So God appoints the Jewish leader, and the purpose of him is to turn it around, to, you know, to give the good, the sanigoria, we call that. That's the defense. In Shamayim, there's prosecution over there. But God wants the leader to be the defense lawyer for Klal Yisrael, the militzioshe, the advocate for Klal Yisrael. That's the word, the advocate. And whenever that doesn't happen, so God gets angry. God got angry at Noah. God felt that Noah, he didn't advocate enough for the people. Although the people were terrible people, whereas Abraham Avinu was praying for the people of Sodom. Abraham Avinu goes out of his way to try to defend the people. God knows the people of Sodom are wicked people. But Moshe Abraham tried to negotiate to try to take the edge off. But God likes that. God didn't tell Abraham, hey, what are you wasting your time for? You're praying for the Shahim, why don't you go pray for something else? That's the way of a good leader. Levi Yitzchak Berdichev was the one that was known for that. He was the ultimate advocate for Klal Yisrael. He saw a guy eating on Tisha B'Av, not kosher. So he told the guy, you know what's Tisha B'Av? He says, yeah, I know. He says, you know what you're eating is not kosher? He says, I know. He says, you know you're not allowed to eat today even if it was kosher? He says, yeah, I know. So he gave the guy a rebuke, I'm sure. When he walked out, after he rebuked the guy, he said, Yishtavah Hashem Omar Yaron. Look, even a guy who eats pig on Tisha B'Av won't tell a lie.
He's not a liar.
But this is the way I explain you the story. Only after he rebuked him. Otherwise, that's not a good story. What do you think? Just told the guy, okay, you're a great guy? Of course not. He rebuked him, because that's the job of the Rav, to rebuke. And then, when he left, to God, he said, Borei Olam, here's the angle. Understand? I learned that from what a big rabbi called the Oznaim Natorah said. That's Rabbi Sarutskin. And his Oznaim Natorah says something incredible. He writes like this. The Avodah and Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol wears Bigde Lavam. He wears the whites. And the Gemara asks, why does he wear white clothes? He has 8 garments, 4 of them are gold, and 4 of them are white. He doesn't wear the gold on Kippur, he only wears the white on Kippur. So the Gemara says, because En Katigor Na'asa Sanigor, the gold reminds God of the Egel. So therefore, if he's going to go into the Kodesh Kodashim wearing the gold, right away the angel, gold, coming to Kapparah for gold, they're going to show God a picture of the Egel, as going to be Mekatreg. So God says, no gold on Yom Kippur, I don't want the angels to arouse me about the golden calf. That's the Gemara says. So Rav can ask the simple question, he's holding. But that's only when he's in the Kodesh Kodashim. When he comes out of the Kodesh Kodashim, the Torah says he puts on his big desahav. So what are you talking about? What happened to En Katikor Nasa Senigor? What happened to the Egel? So he says, when you're in front of the people outside in the Azara, you put on the gold to remind them of their sin. When you go into the Kodesh Kodashim and you're talking to God, now you defend them. So therefore, you have to know that balance. Which means you don't go force flout of the people who are committing sins and say, oh, even though you're eating on Tisha B'Av, you're so good because you're honest. What kind of rabbi is that? You're legalizing a crime. So you give the guy musar. When you walk away, you say, Borei Olam, help them out. They don't know. They're innocent, so on and so on. And that's the ayah from the Bigdei Kohen Gadol. And he wears the Bigdei Zahav in public. So when the people see the Bigdei Zahav, they feel uncomfortable because they know they did their egel. But they don't know that when Aharon goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, he takes it off. Mm-hmm. And there already he's the biggest defender for Klai, so that he just gave a musar on the outside. He turns into the biggest. So he's both. He's the Katigor, he's the Sanigor.
Adam Loto.
Exactly. With you. And nobody's inside. Exactly. He's alone in the Kodesh Kodashim. Exactly. Exactly. The Pasuk says, Ve'al yavo ve'adam lo yeh be'oil. Nobody can be in the Kodesh Kodashim when he goes in, because it's private to them and God. Anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu was the perfect leader. God says to Moshe, listen, I can't destroy everybody over here. I'm going to destroy all the people that were involved in this Egypt. And Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov already have no problem with it, because I can start a new nation from you. Startup nation, and therefore everything works. And Moshe Rabbeinu, if he's not a proper lead, he says, okay, listen, it works. Tzuzus is a good Heshbon. Klai Yisrael will still exist. That's the main thing you should be concerned about. Anyway, these guys are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, whether they did it actually, or they were accomplices, or Shtikat Kehoda'ah, everybody was there, somehow was an accessory to the sin over here. So, technically, Moshe Rabbeinu could say, okay, listen, what should I do? But instead, he does something incredible. He's got to save the people. How's he going to save the people? Look how crafty Moshe Rabbeinu is. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to save the people. The only way I can save the people is that God cannot make a nation from me. The only way God cannot make a nation from me is if I worship Avodah Zarah as well. So Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Luchot down and he breaks them. Now the Malachim tell God, he's opened Avodah Zarah with them. Now it's the options. Now if the angels... Now, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's Kavanah was not for that. Moshe Rabbeinu's Kavanah was for the show, but the angels don't know the Kavanot. Angels don't know the Kavanot of a person. So the angels are saying to God, which Moshe Rabbeinu activated a Kitrug against them on purpose. For the people, because now the angels are saying, what do you mean? He's just like them. On Moshe's level, that's an Egel. So now what? So now Moshe Rabbeinu, now what, God? Okay, save the people now. Now save the people. He took the option of him being the next father of the nation off the table. So Moshe Rabbeinu then says, once that's off the table, now we can renegotiate everything. Now there's other options. Once there's other options, we can... And that's why in the first time he was up in Har Sinai, it says he was sitting. He's sitting to receive the Torah. The second time, Anuchi Amadti Bar, because Amadti is Lashon Tefillah, Vayamod Pinhasu Mitpalel. The second time he went up, it wasn't to learn. When you learn, you sit. The second time he went to defend Klal Yisrael. Oh, so now listen to me. We learned the Pesukim over here, Rabotai. The Pesuk says, in the... Va'etnapal lifnei Hashem, chavav, chaveh. Va'etnapal lifnei Hashem. So I said, I fell in front of God. Et arabim yomadurim laila, the 40 days and 40 nights. Asher etnapalti. Only after I fell myself, which means I had to fall myself by breaking the luchot in order to fall in front of God to save you. There was two nefilot over here. There's a nefilah of Klal Yisrael, so therefore, v'etnapal lifnei Hashem for your sake. However, not before asher etnapalti, not before I had to throw myself down from my own madriga in order to be part of the avodah zarah, so to speak. So therefore, the pasuk is meduyak. Anyway, you see, from Moshe Rabbeinu, Hamash defends Klal Yisrael. Where do you see the opposite of this? The opposite of this you see in the Nevi'im. Today's Navi Day. I'll do Melachim today, the book of Kings. So the Pasuk over here is talking about Eliyahu Navi. We're reading in Melachim Aleph, Kings 1, chapter 19. Guys from the SCA that don't know how to method. Kings 1, Kings with a Q. Queens. Unbelievable. The Q train. Vayaged Ahav le'Izebel et kol asher asa Eliyahu. Anyway, Eliyahu killed all the Nevi'im. I mean, it was an amazing thing. He went to Har HaKarmel, he killed all the false prophets. So anyway, Ahav tells his wife Izebel, Zbale, what Eliyahu Navi did. So Vatashlach Izebel Malach Eliyahu, she sends message to Eliyahu Navi, Ko ya'asun Elohim ve'ko yosifun, ki cha'et mahar asim et tafshekha kenev shahad mehem. You're going to be in the same boat as them tomorrow. 24 hours, if she put a bounty on Eliyahu Navi's head. Vayar, so what did Eliyahu Navi do? He has to move. He can't. En sobchim al anes, chapter 19. Aleph 19. She's the queen. Right, queen. Vayar, vayakom, vayelich et nafsho. He runs away. Vayavo be'er sheva. He went to Be'er Sheva. Vayanach et na'aros sham. Vuh alach v'midbar. He's running in the midbar. Derech yom. Vayavo v'yeshev ta'af rotem echad. Ma ze rotem? He says rotem is, I guess, some sort of tree. There was a tree, he says on the bottom. It's a shady tree. And what does it say? Vayish'al et nafsho lamut. He thought he's going to die. No food. He's running in the midbar. It's hot. Vayomer Rav Ata Hashem kach nafshi ki lo tov anochi ma'avotai. He's willing to die. Take my life. I deserve it. So the pasuk says, Vayishkav vayishan ta'at rotem echad. So he went and he falls asleep under the rotem. V'hine ze malach nogei abo. All of a sudden the malach taps him. Vayomer lo kum echol. Why don't you eat something? V'yabed v'hine merashutav ugat ritzafim. Get the tzafim is the donuts. Fehamim, meaning it's a cold cake.
Cold baked cake.
Cold, it's not a good cake. It's a cake, but it's not an expensive cake. Let's say it's tzafim. V'sapinet mayim and water. Minimum item is some cake and some sponge cake and water. Vayochal vayesht. So he ate it. וישוב וישכב וישוב מלאך השם שנית ויגע בו ויאמר קום אכול eat some more כי רב ממך דרך you have to go, you're traveling, you have to eat more than that, eat more. פסוק ויקום ויאכל וישתה. So he comes again, he eats and drinks again. וילך בכוח האכילה היא 40 יום ו-40 לילה עד הר האלוהים חורף. It says from that food that he ate, he was able to sustain himself for 40 days and 40 nights until he got to Har Sinai, Har Horev. So now he gets to Har Sinai, Har Horev. Anyway, let's read the Pshat before we get into the stuff. Vayavo sham el ha-me'arat. So he gets to the cave of Moshe Rabbeinu by the Me'arat ha-Machpeh, by Har Sinai. He says, "Who nikrat asu shamad ba Moshe?" That's where Moshe stood. V'hinei devar Hashem elav. The word of God comes to Eliyahu. V'yomer lo, "Ma lecha po Eliyahu? Ma lecha po Eliyahu? What are you doing over Eliyahu?" V'yomer, "Kano kineti laHashem Elohei Hasevaot." I'm involved in zealotry. Ki azevu b'riticha b'nei Yisrael. The Jews are in contempt. They're not keeping Brit Milah. Mizbechotecha harasu. They destroyed the Mizbeach. Ve'nevi'echa hargu b'charev. They're killing the Nevi'im. And I'm the only one left. So God doesn't like that. God does not like that Eliyahu Navi, is... And God is very, very angry with Eliyahu Navi, as the Pasuk says later on. I need you to come and tell me the Klai Yisrael is doing bad things. I know they're doing bad things. But he has to come to the Brit Milah. So that's where Eliyahu Navi gets. But now we start the Derash. The Derash now begins. That's all an introduction for the Derash that we came to say.
So is he similar to the attributes of Moshe?
No.
Opposite.
Yeah, but didn't he go off for 40 days?
No. I don't know what the Pasuk says. He walked to Har Sinai. It took him 40 days and 40 nights to walk to Har Sinai. With the food that was that he ate from the cake.
Okay.
And then when he got there, God told him, what are you doing here? Malik HaPodiyah. Oh, Kanokaneti. Your people are doing this, your people are doing that. He shambled the people. Somebody else said, I need you to shamble the people.
I got it.
So it was exactly the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. So I found a sefer over here called Amudei HaShiv'ah. I recommend it to our members, Amudei HaShiv'ah. It's an incredible book. It's basically tremendous chiddushim that the eyes never saw on the seven tzaddikim. Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Amudei HaShiv'ah, the seven pillars of the creation. So, I know he has a piece on Moshe, and the pieces he has on Moshe are incredible stuff that Where did he get this from?
Did he eat on the field?
English, no. They didn't make it in English yet.
French.
Is it easy to understand?
Easy
Hebrew. Yeah, it happens to be, to answer to your question, it's a very flowing Hebrew. Yes, it is an easy read. It is an easy. If you read Hebrew, it's an easy read. Elliot, your question, they didn't make a movie on the book yet. No. There's no movie on the book yet. No, I don't know if it's in the process, but it might be a good idea. So he's quoting over here from a midrash. I'm reading Amudei HaShiv'a. It's on Torat Moshe. It's in Ot Chav Dalet. The papers are in front of us here. So he says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Afal pi shayat sadiq gadol, Eliyahu Hanavi, Vayomer ra'ot lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or he's just saying in general, even if Afal pi shayat sadiq gadol, even if you are a sadiq gadol, however, Vayomer ra'ot lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you speak bad, or dalturin al Yisrael, or prosecution, oncho gadol me'od. You have to know the klal. You can be the biggest tzaddik, but if you, when you're talking about the people in front of God, you're speaking negative, big problem. Ve'lo matzanu tzaddik tov ke Eliyahu. There's no bigger tzaddik than Eliyahu Navi. Bechol dor. Ulfi she'amad dalturin al Yisrael, because he spoke prosecution, where do you see? Nechtiv ki azibu b'nitecha b'nei Yisrael, the passage we just read. Ve'oto sha'a hata het gadol. What does it say right after that? Vayimsa merashutav ugat retzafim. Mahu retzafim? What is ugat retzafim? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki chen ra'ui le'echol mi she'amal daltorin al banai. Eat, this is what you should eat. Coal cakes. Meaning, what do you call them? Charcoal. The things you put in the barbecue.
Briquettes.
Huh? Briquettes, exactly. Amar bi Eliezer, my dichtiv, and what does it say after that? Vayelech bechoach ha'achila ha'hu, for that, whatever he ate, those biscuits, arba'im yom arba'im layla, vayibol har Elohim horeb, I got the har ha'asinai. Vechi bechoach ha'achila tugat retzafim ala kodehai? What is he eating? There's no sustenance in that. They walk 40 days and 40 nights. Amar bi Eliezer, hishlich ha'kadosh baruch hu, Shina al Eliyah. No, Shina. This whole story over here is a dream. Eliyahu Nabi fell asleep. V'ra'u inyan Moshe shiyashav lefanav mem yom velayla. And he showed him the dream of Moshe Rabbeinu 40 days and 40 nights sham in the Shamayim. V'chevan sh'asu Yisrael egel. He showed Moshe Eliyahu this. And after the Jewish people did their egel, lo yarad misham ad shemachalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't prosecute. He defended them until God said, Salahti. He's giving him Eliyahu Musar. He's showing him an old movie from Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Amar le Eliyahu, kach heya lecha la'asot. This is what you should have done. This is what leaders do over here. ועוד, היה לך להסתכל בישראל שקיבלו התורה בסיני. And you should have looked at the people that received the Torah at Sinai. What does that mean? The Jewish people received Torah at Sinai. What does that teach Eliyahu Navi? והיינו דכתיב, וילך בכוח אכילה, הוא 40 יום רמים לילה, שראה בחלום עניינו של משה. He saw the story of Moshe, ששהה לפני השם מים יום ומים לילה, and he saw Inyan of Yisrael shekiblu ta Torah bar Chorev. That's the Midrash. His comment on the Midrash is, V'hineh ha-ma'amar hazeh omer dorsheni. He says, this ma'amar over here is begging for a interpretation.
Or he doesn't get to Iran. It must be
good. What does it mean over here? I mean, you want to show him that Moshe Rabbeinu, we understand. But what are you showing the Jewish people received the Torah at Sinai? What does that teach Eliyahu Navi? Eliyahu Navi gave prosecution. So God says, hey, you should have learned from Moshe. I got that, Pupis. I understand. Moshe Rabbeinu is a solid proof. And also look at Har Chorev. Look at the Jewish people. They received the Torah at Sinai. Tanan Eliyahu HaNakavi could say, okay, good, accept it. I'm not against that. Why is that a musar against me that they received to the Har Sinai? And then he goes on and he makes a whole list of questions. I'm not going to go through all his questions. Ayin Sham. And then he comes like this. An unbelievable explanation based on another sefer that I was not aware of. It's called Zera Berach. And he says in Parashat Bereshit, the Zera Berach has a long arichut to explain it. I'm going to give you the condensed version. And he says like this. There's an unbelievable midrash. Amru Razal. So when God created the world, you remember it says Na'aseh Adam? No, I'm not. Na'aseh Adam. Not Bechule. So God said, let us make man. So the midrash says, let us. Who's the us? Who's the us? The angels. So it says God went to the angels to consult. Not that God needs consultation, obviously, but it's to teach you that the Gadol should humble himself to the Katan, just as a sign. But of course, a lot of times the Katan, when he's consulted, he then really gets into he gets fooled and thinks he's really being consulted. Which is really the angel is supposed to tell God. What are you talking about? What are you asking us? That's like when one time I was in, we had in Shaare Torah, we were 9 guys in the school. And Rabbi Heber once called me into the office. Maybe it was in 9th grade or 10th grade. And he's in his office, 1326 Osher Parkway, in Mikdash Melech, on the second floor. And he sits in the office and he says, we're thinking of opening up a girls' school, Shaare Torah. What do you think? So of course I'm a tipesha. What do you think? And he's asking me. Meanwhile, they bought a building already. The high teacher. He's asking just be humble. What do you think? So of course I tell him terrible idea. Because I didn't want to split the rabbi up. Oh, I'm going to be busy in the girls' school. We're going to lose the rabbi. We want all your time. We want to monopolize the rabbi's time. Then when I learned this Rashi, that Na'aseh Adam is, he's acting like God. He's, what do you think? Really, my answer is supposed to be, well, whatever the rabbi says, if the rabbi thinks it's a good idea, it's a great idea. So I was put on the record, I was the one that vetoed the idea to open up Shaddai to that girl's school. Then all my daughters graduated from Shaddai to that girl's school. That's the punishment that I got. They charged me double tuition for voting against them. In any event, and they made me teach there for 20 years, but I don't regret. Anyway, what happens is, so listen to what the angels answered. The Midrash tells us what they answered. Instead of telling God, of course, I guess God's the great, the world. If you think it's a good idea, then it's a good idea. So it says there was kitot kitot. Kitot kitot means there were different opinions, different groups. And each group weighed in. So he quotes. He says, דברים נפלאים, וזה תכלית עניינה מה שאמרו לזה שבריאת העולם נעשה כיתות, groups, וחלקו על הבריאה. And they were all arguing if the world should be created. אמת אמר, so אמת was a group of אמת. So what did אמת say? אמת said, אל יברא. אמת said, don't do it. Why? שכולו שקרים. Humans lie all day long. People are deceiving. So Emet, Emet is, he cannot tolerate a world of shaker. Chesed Amar Yibra. Chesed came along and said, nah. Why? Shekulo Chesedim. People are doing Chesed all day long. Go look at our community. All day long they're doing Chesed. Yeah, they might lie, but they do Chesed. So Emet says no, but Chesed says, by all means, they're good people. Shalom Amar Al Yibra. The group of Shalom, they said, you can't create them. The Kulo Ketata. All day long, the people are fighting. Said, "Atchina, Mahloket." What are you doing? So, therefore, there was different groups. So, God got angry at the groups that said, "Don't create," because God wasn't really asking them their opinion. It's like a rhetorical question. Like a lot of times, the guys answer in the shiur over here when I don't mean for an answer. So, anyway, he got angry. He got angry at Emet. So the pasuk says, what did he do to Emet? It says, Veshlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emet Arsa. He threw Emet down. As the pasuk says, Emet Me'eres Tismach. Meaning now, Emet comes from, Emet was in the Shammai. God said, that's what you said? Now what is it? He threw Emet. Emet is what, a word? A dictionary he threw down? What did he throw down? The word? He put Aleph Mem Taf and he threw the letters down? What does that mean? It's it. Which means this is philosophical. When he threw Emet down. So says the Rav. Hine oto Emet sheshlicho arza. He says, you know who was part of the group of Emet? Eliyahu HaNavi. He was the leader of the group of Emet. That means Eliyahu HaNavi was always an angel. Eliyahu HaNavi started as an angel before the world was created. And he was leading the group over there. He was a Kanai from then. He was leading the group over there and saying, no, Alibra. So at that point over there, when it says God threw the Emet on the earth, at that point, Borei Olam made a decision that anybody that's from that group of Emet that voted against is thrown out to the earth. And therefore what? So he says, because lo hiskim. That's what he says here. Vayam in a kachel emet. He was part of the group of emet. Ukshishalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu im yivra adam im lo. Vekashel lo hiskim. When he didn't agree, Eliyahu HaNavi and those angels, Heshlicho arsa. Shelo yadur ben ha'elyonim ela ben ha'tachtonim. Ben b'nei adam. Now what was the kavanah here? The kavanah was, go on earth. Now you're going to be benefited by people. Who's going to give Eliyahu HaNavi food? The people. He's going to benefit from the people. That's in order to take away his ketrug. Which means, could you mekatreg on somebody that did you a favor? A guy gave you bread to eat. Guy gave you something to, you know, a gift or something like that. So Borei Olam says, in order to break the ketrug of Eliyahu HaNavi, you need to go down to earth and see how the people are going to, you know, help you out. And then that's it. Now go see if you can be mekatreg after that. You can only be mekatreg if you're independent. But once a guy does you a favor, which means, can a lawyer come into a courtroom? And now the guy who has to prosecute saved his life. What is he going to say? I didn't realize that's the guy. You got to get a different prosecutor. Not because it's a conflict of interest. Because how can I be the one that prosecutes a guy that helped me? So God has to put anybody in that group to break their prosecution. Go on earth. That's your punishment. And let the people help you. Now watch what happens over here. Watch what happens. Something incredible. Rabotai, this is the story. Avraham Avinu alav shalom has a brit milah. What happens on the third day of the brit milah? He's in pain. It's a hot day. And all of a sudden, who shows up? Three malachim. And what does Avraham Avinu right away do? Mari, hurry up. Ve'kapat lechem. Give them bread. Feed them. Well, what's going on over there? And why does it say that he feeds them pat lechem? Lechem? What is it? Pat lechem. Ve'kapat lechem. So he says, ki al ken avartem al avdechem. Because that's why you came. That's why you came. They didn't even want to come. They were passing his house. There you go. We didn't come. No. The Midrash writes, you were coming to this house, whether you liked it or not, you're coming here. From the beginning of time, you were coming here. As if Avraham Avinu saw this rendezvous of the angels visiting Avraham. This is something that already God orchestrated. Ki al ken avartem al abdechem ve'ekhap bat lechem. What is it, ve'ekhap bat lechem? Get some bread. It's an unbelievable story here. So he gives them the bread, they eat it. That's it. Then they hear from Avraham Avinu. There's a famous midrash that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, Torah is called Torah Temet. Torah Temet. And remember we learned that Gemara, like we learned every week, Tomer, that the angels were protesting. Remember the angel, he went up to get the Torah, and the angel said, what is he doing it? What is he doing it? Mali Ludi Shabene. Who were those angels that were protesting? The Emet guys. Those angels of Emet, they came along and said, you're giving Emet to Sheker? The guy cheats in business all day long. They sketch around. They lie to their wives. They do all the Averot. And you're going to give Emet to Sheker? They were Mekatreg, that the Torah should not be given. Which Kat was Mekatreg? Kat Emet. So all of a sudden the Midrash writes, Sar Kelastar Panav Shel Moshe Avram Avinu. It says, all of a sudden, Moshe's face looked like Avraham Avinu, and God says, you're not embarrassed? Didn't you eat by him? Didn't you eat by him? You could be katreg after you ate by him. Once they saw that, the katruk stopped. Avraham Avinu says, you had to come here from Sheshet Yemei Ma'aseh Bereshit, because God has to give us the Torah. Bereshit bara Elohim b'shvil Yisrael b'shvil Torah. And for you, God knows you're going to be mekatreg. That's why he sent you three angels. He sent Eliyahu and Abiyah later time also down, so I could feed you. So now you're stuck. Ki al ken abartem. You know why? Ve'ekha pat lechem. Not lechem. Ve'ekha. Who's ve'ekha? I should take. Ve'ekha. I will take pat lechem. Maze pat lechem. So the Mekubalim write that there's two major mekatregim. It's the Samech Mem and his wife.
His wife?
Of course. Of course he has a wife. Right? Exactly. So you have over here Samech Mem and his wife. The Samech Mem is Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, which is 131. And then you have Lamed Yud Taf, that's his wife. That equals what? Lamed Yud is 40 and 40? 480. 480 and 131 is how much?
611.
Which is the Gematria of Torah. Torah is the Gematria, that's the counter against those two Mekatregim. Tav Vav Reshe is 611. Why is it equal exactly 611? Because the Torah itself is the balance against the Mekatregim. Anyway, that's what he was saying over here. Ve'ekha pat lechem. The Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech calls the Torah lechem. Nechu lachmu belachmi. Torah is called lechem. Pat equals how much? 480. 480 is connected. Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud, and Tav. Which means, he says, Ve'ekha, I'm going to take something over here. That what? That is going to neutralize the Mekatregim. That's Pat Lechem. A Lechem, that's why the Gemara says that one should be very careful in the morning of Pat Shacharit. What is Pat Shacharit? Pat Shacharit means to learn in the morning in order to get rid of the Pat, in order to get rid of the 480 of Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud Tav. That's Pat Shacharit, the learning in the morning. It says the learning in the morning, Pat Shacharit, gets rid of, 83 Mahalot. Not having exactly a cheese bagel, what is that, Pat Shacharit? That's the simple interpretation, but Pat Shacharit is referring to the Pat Lechem. That's the Pat Lechem of the Torah. Anyway, what is Avraham Avinu telling the angels? Ve'ekha Pat Lechem. You gotta eat over here so we can get the Pat Lechem, so we can get the Pat Shacharit, so we can get the Torah over here. And it worked. And it worked. Do you see the unbelievable orchestration over here that Borei Olam, to get us the Torah, they gotta have a claim first. So now watch what happens. Now watch, how did Abraham know? You're being saying, because you didn't know, so if you didn't know, must be he didn't know also. That's what you're saying, Shrek. Yeah? You say, how could Abraham know something that I didn't know? Okay, that's a good question. Avraham Avinu is the greatest prophet that ever lived. After Moshe Rabbeinu, we're talking about it. Plus, he knows everything. I'm reading a little more. Yuvan midrash she'amar Avraham lebalachim ve'kapat lechem. Take some bread. I'll give you some bread. Ki al kin avartem. Biyom shebara hakadosh et baruchu et olamo. Hiyitim mezumanim labo etzli. You're coming here from day one. And you guys were the guys that said, don't create Adam. You're from Kat Emet. And therefore, God sent you down to come to me to break your Ketrug. Because He knows if you're going to make a trigger against the creation of Adam, you're going to make a trigger against the giving of the Torah also. So therefore, that moment, could you imagine my brother was lazy on that day? Now you understand the zechut when a tzaddik does a mitzvah with mesirut nefesh. Look what the result it was. That brought us the Torah. Abraham, we always say he had every excuse to not give the gas. He could have rested. Let me teach you a lesson. Whenever you see a great resistance to do a mitzvah, that means the paycheck is great. Understand? That means you have to look at what this mitzvah can bring. If it's so difficult, must be that if you pass it, it's good. And what's the result of that day over there? Matan Torah. Matan Torah comes from that pat lechem of Avraham Avinu. Mazir why? I can't go back to the whole shiur. I'm building. I'm on the 90th floor already. Now you want me to go back to the sub basement? No, jump off. No, but I might throw you off. Now watch what I'm telling you. Which is an amazing thing. That moment of Avraham Avinu giving the angels the bread. This is already a big item. Very interesting. On Shavuot, for example, what's the korban on Shavuot? Shtei alechem. That's referring to the shtei alechem. That's the lechem that Avraham Avinu gave to the malachim.
That's where we get the Torah.
Of course, the Torah came from the lechem. Where did the Torah come from? That bread that he gave to malachim. That's why when Moshe went up to the Shema, they said, "Ah, don't give it. You ate." That's it. You can't keep quiet. So they were to remember the lechem of Avraham Avinu and the Beit HaMikdash on Shavuot. They bring shtel. It's the only time of year they bring lechem. Everything else is matzah, by the way. Everything else is matzah. On this, they bring lechem. Anyway, he says, "Vekapatem v'ine me'ata tavin ma'amar l'niskan." Now he says, I'm going to explain you the ma'amar. "Vayelech b'chowach ha'achila ha'hu Mem yom velayla." When it said in the pasuk in the Navi, "Vayelech bechoach ha'achila ha'hi," what is ha'hi? Just say "Vayelech bechoach ha'achila." 40 yom. It's talking about Eliyahu and Navi. Obviously, the achila ha'hi. We didn't need anything else. So in the dream, they showed Eliyahu and Navi that Vayakov Vayelech Bechoach Achila Ha'i, Moshe Rabbeinu it's talking about. Moshe Rabbeinu went with the Kov Achila Ha'i, the Achila of the Malachim. Achila Ha'i, the Achila of the Malachim of Avraham Avinu. And for that he was able to go Arba'im Yom Laila Ad Har Elohim Horev. He was able to get to Har Sinai. And that's what the Midrash means when it says that the Jews received the Torah. If the Jews received the Torah, what does that mean, Eliyahu? That the angels could not have claims. And now God tells Eliyahu and Navi, and if that's for one eating of an angel, that they cannot be mekatreg, you're on earth for how many years? And you're eating from the people, and the people are benefiting you, and you're going to be mekatreg. Malicha po Eliyahu. If the angels ate one piece of kezayit, and that already silenced them. They couldn't open their mouth anymore. And you're already on earth for how many years? And you're benefiting from the people. The people fed you. The people are giving Eliyahu Navi. He's a prophet. They took care of him. And then you could come along and see. The whole reason why I threw you on the earth, that that point, the Midrash says that Eliyahu HaNavi made a Shivu'ah Hamura. He made a Shivu'ah Hamura, it says in the Midrash. Says, that's it. I'm not going to make any Ketrugim anymore. Now watch what happens. Based on this, it says unbelievable Midrash.
Wow.
Unbelievable Midrash. Unbelievable Midrash. Now watch what happens over here. Watch what happens over here. There was another cat that also was Mekatreg. That's the cat of Shalom.
Yeah.
Cat said, Shalom said, don't do it. They're a bunch of argumentative people. They're scufflers. They're always fighting with each other. Baalei Ketata. But God didn't throw Shalom down. It says that Kivyachol, if Shalom would have been thrown down, then we would have been in trouble, because then there would not be Shalom would be on earth. The Shalom would be strong, so to speak, and we would not have too much of a bechira, let's say. And then the Beit HaMikdash would have been built. It couldn't have been destroyed. One of those type of things, because it would have been Shalom. It was destroyed because of Sinat Hinam. So Shalom remained in heaven. The key is to get Shalom downstairs. The key is to get Shalom downstairs. Once Shalom comes downstairs, there's no more ketata. Once there's no more fighting, we have a Beit HaMikdash, and game over. But for whatever reason, he goes into a deep reason. I'm not explaining it so well now. Shalom had to remain in heaven. He didn't bring Shalom down. He's made the Hashbon. So that's why he says at the end of the Amidah, what do we say? Oseh Shalom b'mromav. He says, Shalom is b'mromav. Shalom didn't come down. But even so, hu yaseh shalom aleinu. Even though you didn't bring Shalom down to us, even though Shalom remains b'mromav, nonetheless, you should make Shalom b'aleinu. And that's what the Pasuk says in Parashat B'chukotai. V'natati shalom ba'aris. God predicts that there's going to come a day. V'natati shalom ba'aris. And at that time over there, once the Shalom ba'aris, to be the Beit HaMikdash. That's why he says at the end of the Amidah, after you say, Oseh Shalom Amirumah, Yirason Shetibneh Beit HaMikdash Bevrabi Yamin. Because as long as Shalom is in Shamayim and Shalom is Bekatreg, and what's the Ketrug of Shalom? Ketata! So we're saying to him, Oseh Shalom Amirumah, the Shalom that's Amirumah, that's being Bekatreg. That's why we have Ketata, so that we're praying to God, we ask Shalom Alein. And therefore, if there's Shalom Alein, Yirason Shetibneh Beit HaMikdash Bevrabi Yamin. And then we say, just like Emet was thrown down, and as a result we got the Torah, so too we should have the same benefit from the Shalom to the Beit HaMikdash. Otherwise, what's the connection between Shetibneh Beit HaMikdash and Halkenu Betoratach? Because already we got half the item. We got the Beit HaMikdash, the Torah we got based on that. So therefore you see the Botai, that that's the purpose of a Jewish leader. The Jewish leader's purpose is, listen, the Yahweh learned it the hard way over here. He had to learn it on his own skin. So it doesn't mean that he got to Har Sinai from the eating. It says, Vayelech, he's learning it, Moshe Rabbeinu got to Har Sinai in the zechut of that. Now, and it can't be, by the way, that it's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's eating, because we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even eat before he went up to Matan Torah. Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Matan Torah on an empty stomach. So the pasuk is saying, "Vayakom, vayochal, vayishte, vayelech bechoa ha'achila ha'hi of Avraham Avinu feeding the malachim the lechem." And Avraham Avinu understood that that act over there that he's going to do. Now look how incredible it is. Mitzvah goredet mitzvah. Chachamim say one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. What mitzvah was Avraham Avinu involved? No, what mitzvah was he involved in? On the third day of what? Brit Milah. It was Osek in the Brit Milah. This was all Brit Milah. There's only two things in the Torah that's called Brit. There's the Brit Milah, and the Torah is called Brit. Brit v'Torah ha'im mazon, which means this Brit over here that Avraham Avinu was mekayem in such an incredible way. As a result, what happened? Mitzvah goredet. The brit of Avraham Avinu on the third day, that led to the ultimate brit. That's why it says in the pasuk, "Im lo briti yomam b'alayla." What's briti yomam b'alayla? Either it's Brit Milah, and how could Brit Milah be Yomam Balal? Because it's only mitzvah that we fulfill 24 hours a day. It's on our body. Briti Yomam Balal. There's no time that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah Brit Milah. Or it's the only other mitzvah that's day and night. Torah is Vagita Bo Yomam Balayla. So therefore, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Briti Yomam Balayla of the Brit Milah. Now, watch also. The Mekubalim write something incredible. They say the Brit Milah is on the eighth day. Now, eight is a very significant number. Not because it's a mob of the nature. I know you know that already. I know 7 is Lama Zed. I know everybody. I'm saying something else. We have 10 sefirot. I'm going from bottom to top. The lowest sefira is called Malchut. It's the lowest level. It's called Malchut. Whatever that means. And you start moving your way up. What do you move your way up to? You go up to, right, Yesod. And then you move up to Hod. And then you move up to Nesah. So far so good. And then you move up to yourself to Tiferet. And then you move up to yourself Geburah. And then you move up to Chesed. The eighth Sefirah, from bottom to top, is called Bina. Bina. Whatever Bina means, I don't know what it means. Go ask your local Mekubal. But the point is, Milah is on the eighth day. Milah is in that department of eight, which is called Bina. Fine. Says the Mekubalim, that's the first day of the Brit Milah. But this happened on the third day of the Brit Milah. So keep on moving up. Oh. The ninth day of the Brit Milah is Chokhmah. And the tenth day of the Brit Milah, which is that day that this happened, on the third day, is Keter. What's Keter?
Torah.
It's Keter Torah. So specifically on the third day, according to the Sefirot that you're moving up the ladder, why does this happen on the second day? Why does it happen, I don't know, why is it going to happen at all during the Brit Milah? Let it happen any time. Because on that day, Avraham understood, this is the day of the Keter. But do you think God's going to give it to him on a silver platter? You're expecting that since this is the day we have to get the Torah, God's going to make it a beautiful spring day, 75 degrees with a little breeze from the south. And you're going to have over here, Abraham's going to feel good. The doctor will say, you know, you're recovering, unbelievable. We never saw a guy recover like this before. And everybody's going to be happy, and the angel's going to come in, Baruch Haba, beautiful. He could fulfill this mitzvah under the worst conditions, excruciating heat, pain like nobody. Because the angels were coming along to say, listen, we got to make it so difficult. We don't want Abraham to do this. Because if Abraham, if that bread touches the lips of the Malachim, Game over. But Avraham Avinu persisted. So on the day of Keter Milah, that's the day already we were able to establish the Keter Torah. Now, of course, Keter is Torah for the simple reason that we say Chav Tafresh. Chav Tafresh equals 620, and the 620 mitzvot, as you know, the 613 mitzvot from the Torah, and the 7 mitzvot of the Banan. That's why we call it Keter Torah, to Miramez, to the whole picture of it. In any event, Abu Tai, that's the pool of it. The takeaway of it is not to be mekatreg. You're allowed to give musar to people. You can give musar to Jewish people. But then when you walk away, you know, you always have to try in front of Borei Olam when you're in the Kodesh Kodeshim alone.
Wow.
Then put on the big day.
What a drive.